Welcome back to the news at one. It's 8 minutes past one, and the Health Information and Quality Authority's annual review is out today. The 2024 report has found improvements in compliance with regulations, but raises concerns about staffing shortages, overcrowded emergency departments, and ageing hospital buildings, with a lack of single rooms that continues to impact infection control and patient dignity. John Tuffy, the head of healthcare regulation with HICWA, is here. So the overall picture in this report, John, how would you sum it up?
So I suppose this is a summation of all the inspection activity we carried out in 2024. So this includes all the inspections we carried out in acute and community hospitals, but also x-ray services in 2024. So this works off the, I suppose, runs on our follow-up to our previous overview reports. So we've published a number of overview reports. We spoke to trends and themes that we found. So this report, I suppose, summates what we found in the last year of inspection.
The big problem being the shortage of staff, the shortage of properly built buildings that can meet adequate standards of care. Is that it?
Yeah, and they're the predominant areas that we've pulled out as key areas that need to be addressed. So staffing, and when we looked at the trends across all the inspection reports that we published, in some facets, 98% of services needed to address workforce on inspection. So it remains a key area for us. Also infrastructure, as you referenced. When patients attend hospital, they expect to be in an area that can manage their treatment, privately, independently. That's not always the case when there is enough bed capacity and services. So we've seen instances where patients are cared for on trolleys in areas that aren't in designated ward areas. So what we're calling out today, I suppose, as part of this publication of reports, is that a continued focus on bed capacity, that it is included, but also ensuring that workforce can meet that demand.
Now, many of our listeners will remember the huge furore, and justifiably, that there was over the RTE Investigates into nursing homes, which were run by a private chain, and some shocking revelations there last summer, and a lot of focus and a lot of talk then about HICWA. Has HICWA got enough powers?
And I suppose just to call out our powers under the healthcare monitoring role, we have powers to monitor, but we don't have enforcement powers in healthcare. So that is an area that we've called out over the years. There is legislation that is moving in that area. So the Patient Safety Licensing Bill is intended to provide for automatic licensing of health service providers. It also it will incorporate enforcement powers. So that's something that we're looking forward to, is because it gives us a tiered approach that we can engage with services, I suppose, have the stick to go with the carrot of our regulatory approach, but a cascade of powers will be able to support what we try and improve in service today.
And would that include giving HICWA the power to hear individual complaints and maybe act on them? Because this was the other concern that was raised around the time, and it's been raised before as well, that if people have a complaint or a concern, if they go to you, you can't necessarily open an investigation on foot of a complaint. Is that right?
So in healthcare services, we listen to all information that comes through in respect of patients, and it forms a line of inspection when we go on inspection. Just in respect of the chief inspector, there was changes to the Patient Safety Act, new legislation last year, which allowed for investigation of specified incidents in nursing home care. So that is being progressed at the moment. Apparently the requirement for that to be commenced is imminent. So again, that rounds off what people have been talking about, so the ability for HICWA to be able to act on issues that come through and be able to take appropriate action.
And HICWA is going to have a new role as well in terms of the Human Tissue Act. What does that involve?
So this relates to the regulation of post-mortem practices. So essentially, obviously a very sensitive time for people and families when they're dealing with the death of a loved one. So this is intended to put certain parameters on how tissues and organs are retained after post-mortem, and how consent for patients and families, how that's maintained throughout the process. So again, that it's quite a niche area, but what it does put in a legislative framework is the requirement for the must-haves to happen and for HICWA to have enforcement powers in that area.
And it's also, while it might sound macabre, in many ways, it's a developing area of medicine, that we would be developing biobanks of various kinds of tissue, whether from people who pass away or people who are going through illness. Is that included in all of that there?
So this is specifically relates to postmortems. So tissues and organs that are for the purpose of postmortems are held by hospitals until such time as they can be sensibly disposed of. So again, this relates to previous issues in the past. So what the department have committed to doing is ensuring that particular area of sensitive handling of patients, you know, tissues and organs are managed in an appropriate way.
But it doesn't include the tissue that's collected as part of medical procedures or medical examinations that may be used for developing future research or medical treatments.
This is specifically for post-mortem.
Okay. And a couple of other reviews that you conducted in 24, surgical implant governance at Children's Health Ireland and Temple Street and emergency care in the Midwest, both of which areas of considerable public concern.
Yeah, and we refer to that in our overview report, but essentially they were both published this year. So certainly in terms of the Children's Health Ireland review, again, very difficult circumstances where people unknowingly had a non-CE Mark Springs implanted. So we published that report. There was a number of recommendations for CHI and the HSC and more broadly to be put into practice. So there's ongoing implementation of that. We're engaging with both the CHI and HSC. They are engaging.
And there's ongoing reports awaited as well.
And we await all of that, I think, because that informs what will happen in the future. So with this, we'll be incorporated as part of our standard monitoring going forward. All the actions that we sought to be implemented will be implemented.
And as you say, one of the keys here is the whole area of staffing. And this is an issue that has been raised again and again in relation to care in a number of healthcare settings. The adequacy of the pay that's on offer to the people who are doing this work, very valuable work, but very often underpaid. And also about the standards of training and the obligations, particularly in a private sector, on employers to make sure that staff are adequately trained for the tasks they're being asked to carry out.
And this is certainly an area that we've called out in our inspections to date. It's ensuring that there's sufficient staffing in place and they're appropriately trained. So the HSC obviously have a pay and number strategy in terms of managing the financial spend. I suppose from our perspective, that shouldn't compromise patient care. So when we inspect, we assess to see that, for example, the safer staffing framework for nurses is implemented. And we see deficits in that. We still see deficits. Mm-hmm. So we want to see the ongoing practical implementation of what has been agreed through INMO, Department of Health and the HSE.
Well, it's really important work. And thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us about your latest report. That's John Tuffy, who's head of healthcare regulation with the Health Information and Quality Authority, HICWA. Thank you very much indeed, John Tuffy.